How'd that feel out there? I mean, kind of business as usual for you guys?
It felt good to start off that well. I think we had about 470 yards total offense, and so just going out and be able to execute a game plan. This early season is huge, but we left a lot of yards on the ground out there. We got to finish blocks. We got to create better running lanes for the running back, and we got to provide the quarterback some more time. So there's plenty of stuff to work on. Stephen F. Austin, they never gave up. They kept fighting. They never fell apart. As a team, they stuck together. They had the opportunity to be a very special football team, and they were very good today.
Yeah, I mean, do you feel like this is a nice groundwork for you guys heading into next week, knowing that it's a conference game?
Like I said, I think it's a good starting point. It's going to tell us where we're at, but it also is going to tell us where we need to be to attain the goals that this team has set for itself. So, we still got a lot of work to do.
A lot of guys got to run the ball tonight and ran pretty well. Your thoughts on that, I guess?
We have a lot of, like I was telling everybody all camp, we have a lot of guys that run the ball hard, and that competitiveness, it showed tonight. Guys got the opportunity to run the ball, and they were going to make the most of it, and so it just goes to show just how competitive that running back spot is.
PJ, there's no fewer than 8 of you guys from South Central Kansas that are starting for this football team now. So it's kind of an interesting group right around the Wichita area, up to Abilene and stuff like that. Kansas State has kind of owned that part of the state in recruiting and the players they've gotten out of there. There's got to be a source of pride for that kind of collection of talent from one area doing the things that they're doing at this level, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of guys, when we're coming through high school and we get an opportunity to walk on K-State, we want to make the most of it. And you look at those guys that are starting from, South Central Kansas, Wichita area, and Cody and all them, some of those guys got scholarships, some didn't, but we want to make the most of it because we take a lot of pride in our in-state program.
Nice job. How about the 3 newcomers on the right side of the line that rotated in there with Luke and also Clemens, Oregon, third one, I believe, Little. Talk about their progression.
They've been fighting really well. They've been picking up assignments. They've learned quick. Drew, he knew the offense. He was the number 2 center, behind me for the last couple of years. And so, he knows the offense probably better than anybody. He went to the film room, and he literally knows everybody's assignments, even wide receivers, formations, all that stuff. So wasn't too much of a transition for him. Luke had a lot of growing up to do since he just got here in the off season, and Matt, he's been here. He was a walk-on, and, he's progressed and learned the system really well. So guys, they just won't fight, and they just won't play.
On that Kansas thing, how cool is it at one time you had all Kansas kids in line?
That is pretty cool and fun fact, I'm not going to say that it's not, because that just doesn't happen, especially in Division I. Drew also did a lot of good things. We'll claim him as a Kansas kid, even though he's from the Missouri side of Kansas City. So close enough for us.